I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Come fly with me, let's fly.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have to tell you, I've had the best time today. And in the last hour, which if you missed it, you'll be able to go probably in the next 72 hours to sabrams.com. That's sabrams.com, where you'll find the show podcast, podcast days for a year. And you'll find it simultaneously archived. And the difference is the podcast you can download and take us with you. So if you're going to be driving somewhere or sitting somewhere or in an airport or on a plane and you'd like something interesting to keep you company, take us along. And in the last hour, I was talking with Allison Metcalf. And Allison is the Executive Vice President for Tourism Ireland for the U.S. and Canada. And we did a little bit of a mention about some of the comings and goings having to do with screens, television screens, movie theater screens, because the Antrim coast of Northern Ireland is featured in the Game of Thrones series. And Star Wars, as I'm sure you've heard already, was partially filmed in the south of Ireland, particularly at Skellig Michael. And the Skellig Islands dot the southern coast of Ireland. And I thought it would be great fun to invite to chat with us today a gentleman who owns a place called The Moorings, which is an inn not far from the Skelligs, and a place called The Bridge Bar at The Moorings that I'm sure lots of people who stay at the inn and others who are passing through or are locals come and visit. But the reason I selected him is that a bunch of the people working on the film Star Wars, which we saw, by the way, on Christmas Eve afternoon, 2015, in Derry, Londonderry, in Northern Ireland, while we were there. That was our Christmas Eve gift to us. We went to see Star Wars. And we got to see Skellig Michael. That was cool. So some of the crew and others associated with this filming stayed at The Moorings. And The Moorings is in a place called Port McGee in County Kerry. You got to love that. I got to bring Maggie McGee to Port McGee. Then I got to take her to Island McGee. She'll like that. If you're listening for the first time, Maggie McGee is our Springer Spaniel. She's white and black and adorable, and she knows it. And we're going to go off and talk with Jared Kennedy, If he lived here, we'd call him Gerard. But there, the accent is on the first syllable. So it's Gerard Kennedy. And he's the owner of the Moorings and the Bridge Bar at the Moorings. And we're going to do that right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Call 888-266-1200 to request a brochure or visit tanglewood.org for the season schedule or to buy tickets. Tanglewood, the celebrated summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra in the beautiful Berkshire Hills of Western Massachusetts, is open for 10 weeks in the summer. In addition to classical music, Tanglewood is host to several popular artist shows, the Boston Pops, and jazz performances.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell, and his money he was counting. I first produced me pistol, and I then produced me rapier. Take stand and deliver, for you are a bold deceiver. Mushering, da 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 da.
I am delighted to have on the line with me live from County Kerry. Never mess with a Kerry man, by the way. Who did we meet that was a Kerry man? Who was it? It was a hotel manager somewhere we were. Oh, at Glenlow Abbey. Yes. The general manager of Glenlow Abbey in Galway is a Kerry man, and he's very quick to tell you that. What's with you Kerry men that you are so provincial and fiercely proud? Welcome, Gerard, or Gerard.
Thank you, Stephanie. I don't know what's up with us. We're that type.
Yeah.
We keep pushing our county.
Well, it works for me. I don't have a problem with it. I think it's grand. I think there's something very nice about being fiercely proud about where you're from. So let's talk about you and let's first talk about the Moorings. How long have you owned this inn?
Stephanie, we're there 27 years.
Oh, I'm not surprised by that. That's my lucky number.
Yeah, and previous to that, my wife's father and mother owned the business, so they were there. I suppose they were there 50 years before that. So it's in the business like over nearly 80 years, you know.
Wow.
It's in the family. So, but we took over there about 27 years ago, and we were into Irish music and dancing, and my wife is into cooking, and she was doing the food side, and I was doing the entertainment side, and kind of built it up from there, from a very small bar to a pretty busy bar now and restaurant and guest house.
How many accommodations do you have for people who want to stay over?
We give 18 bedrooms, and we have a restaurant that seats we sit in the night 120, and then we have a public bar which seats another 80 people. So we do a fair bit of food in the season, and it was previous to this when we took over years ago. It was all drinking in the bars in Ireland, and it's amazing, Stephanie, the way the culture has changed.
Oh,
you know, it's into eating now.
Yeah, well, part of that was when you got rid of cigarette smoking in your bars. That made a difference too. It really did. It made a big difference. But in any event, and nobody thought it was going to work. No. I remember when we were in Ireland when that rule went into being, when the first day came when it was the regulation that there was no smoking in public in bars and pubs, and everybody that I came in contact with said it's never going to work, and it worked from the first minute. It never was a problem.
We all thought this is it. It's never going to work. And I remember the first night it was brought in, the first day it was brought in. And that night you have your regulars, you know, the smokers in. And I was amazed by them. Everyone went out to the smoking area without any hassle and smoked there.
Yep. It just rolled. I think people in general underestimate the Irish mentality. I think there's a lot of stereotyped kind of ideas about what does it mean to be an Irishman and who are the Irish? Because like the smoking ban that nobody carried on about it. I mean, you know, people carried on in advance. I remember reading in the newspapers that people said, you know, this is a terrible imposition. It's going to ruin everybody's life. Can't smoke in a pub. What's the world coming to? And then the rule came in. We were in Ireland when it happened, and it just rolled in, and it was never a fuss. There was never an argument. There was never a problem. And it's the same thing with the same-sex marriage referendum that happened in May, and the law became effective on November 16th. And, you know, everybody, you know, a lot of noise was out there, and, you know, particularly from the church, that this is never going to pass, and it passed by a landslide. And, you know, everybody was so surprised, including the Bishop of Dublin, who, you know, remarked on, gee, we kind of underestimated what people were thinking.
Yeah, I think people mourn and mourn and mourn before it. And then when the law comes in, and when it is law, well, they say, well, that's it. Come on, let's go with it, you know.
We're going to take a quick break and come back. I want to find out more specifically, where is Port McGee? How do we find it? And then I want to get into talking about your experience with the folks from Star Wars. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back talking with Gerard Kennedy. That accent on the wrong syllable is killing me. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, Stephanie.
I made a pretty penny. I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering dum do dum da. Quack fall the daddy o. Quack fall the daddy o. There's whiskey.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route, and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams with my on-air travel companion, David Isby. Seasoned travelers know that October through March is the value pack time to go to Europe, and it's the smart season for travelers to go to Ireland.
October through March offers smart season travelers low rates and availability at the places you want to stay at and visit without the crowds of summer.
There are more airlines flying to Ireland offering competitive airfares during smart season travel and spectacular values at cozy country castles, historic hotels, and inns, all with cheery fireplaces and warm welcomes waiting for you.
You can experience the best of Ireland by combining city and countryside visits to Dublin and Wicklow, Belfast to the Antrim Coast, or Galway to Connemara.
Don't miss ongoing festivals around the Emerald Isle, including Dublin's Tradfest in January with the best traditional Irish music, and the St. Patrick's Day week-long festival celebrations.
Plan your trip now at Ireland.com and call your travel agent.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Hi,
I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-352-3719. That's 1-800-352-3719.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio.
Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com.
Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. 2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Getaway for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
On the road again.
wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Gerard Kennedy on the line with me live from County Kerry, Ireland. You see, I'm not the only one who's wild about Ireland. The folks associated with the creation of the newest Star Wars film, I'd like to, you know what I'd like to be? You know, if there's somebody out there involved in making films and you need a location manager, somebody, a location scout, who can give you input on great places where films ought to be made that fit the script you're working on, I could do that. I could have told them about why they should be filming in Ireland. Nobody asked me. So, Gerard, you own the Moorings. Do you call it the Moorings, or it's the Moorings Inn, Hotel, what?
We call it the Moorings Restaurant and Guest House.
Got it.
So it really is a restaurant with 18 bedrooms and a bar.
Well, how many of the Star Wars people stayed at your place?
Well, there was a lot of them stayed. We had I suppose they were here really 4 weeks, 3 weeks before any filming took place. Some of the crew were here. And in our sitting room upstairs in the guest sitting room, they set up a kind of a production room. And there was, like I said, 10 of them there for 3 weeks beforehand. And they were really telling us that what they were doing was they were making a documentary on the puffins.
They lied.
And yeah, they lied. They lied.
They lied.
And of course, and I believed it, being the Irishman I am.
My goodness. And the force was with them.
And the force was with them. And they were getting bigger and bigger. And I said, what kind of a documentary is this about puffins? Because it started off with about 5 people. And then it ended up with about 60 people and maybe up to 100 people in the cast. And I thought, oh, geez, there's no way this is a documentary, you know. So about 2 days before they started filming, it broke. They left it go to us and they told us what it was all about, you know.
Oh, wow. How did that happen exactly? I mean, just like this over coffee or something? Or was somebody had one Guinness too many and got soft and easy?
Well, we kind of had rumors. You know now when you're in Ireland, there were all these rumors. We're great people for talking, like, and for rumors going on that are not true. And we were hearing all these rumors, and I kept questioning them. And they said, no, it's a movie, but it's big, but, you know, we won't tell you. And eventually it came out on the media that put it out. Somebody broke it loose, somebody, I don't know who was it, and it got out, and we heard about it, and you know, our village is like, it's a very small fishing village.
Yep.
And the southwest, it's where all the smuggling was done years ago. You know, it a history of smuggling brandy and whiskey, and McGee was the name of the smuggler, and that's how they called the village after him, Port McGee.
I love it.
Yeah, and a very small village. And then for all this to descend on us, it was like, geez, we didn't know where we were.
All right. Well, first of all, I have to tell you, in a shameless plug, I wrote a novel called Rumors. So now you need to read it. So you can go to amazon.co.uk, where the rest of America, or if you have a Kindle, you could still go to amazon.com. But you go to amazon.co.uk and put in Rumors, spelled the American way. There's no, it's Rumors, not Ours.
Right.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. And you can, if you read ebooks, you can download it. Or if you want to invest in print, that would be nice, because I'm going to come and visit you. So if you actually have my book, I'll sign it for you when I get there. And that'll be a nice
thing.
Yeah, that'll be a good thing. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back with my new best friend, Gerard Kennedy, who I'm crazy in love with at the moment because he's so cute. So stay with me, everybody. We'll be right back. Talking more Star Wars. I got questions galore. Don't leave me.
Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
BizTalk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have on the line Gerard. Here we'd say Gerard. But, you know, in Boston, you don't say Peabody, you say Peabody. In Memphis, it would be the Peabody Hotel. Or in Baltimore, the Peabody Institute. In Massachusetts, it's Peabody. And Gerard in America would be Gerard in Ireland, and that's who I've got on the line. Gerard Kennedy, the owner in a family-operated hotel, guest house, in restaurant, bar, known as The Moorings, and the bar at The Moorings, or the bridge bar at The Moorings. Now, how far is Port Magee, love that name, Port Magee in County Kerry, where The Moorings is located, from the sea? Because you'd have to, what, go straight south of you to get to the water?
Well, yes, the sea is like about, from our front door, it's about 25 feet.
Oh, all right. Well, what better? No wonder they wanted
to. Right on the harbor.
No wonder they wanted to stay with you when they were making Star Wars. So, how are they getting? They were doing their filming out on Skellig Michael, part of the Skellig Islands, and that are just along the southern Irish coastline. How are they getting out there?
Well, where we are, we're the more southwesterly point, I suppose, the next in Europe, you know. So the next place would be America, is where we hit, and it's really where the first transatlantic cable went from Europe to Newfoundland, was laid from this harbour here. But what they did was they got out, Stephanie. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes to get from where I am to the island, to Skellig's Island. And just right in front of our place, there's a pontoon there, and it's where all the boats leave every morning to go to Skellig. They do trips every day to the Skelligs.
Yeah, I have to go into my websites at sabrams.com and travelers411.com. I got to go dig around in there because I interviewed two different people. One does, like, party boat things out of, I don't know, somewhere between Kinsale and Baltimore area, somewhere in there. And not Baltimore, Maryland people, Baltimore in the south of Ireland. And also not named for Lord Baltimore, as Baltimore, Maryland is, but named from two Irish words, Bala something. What is it named for? It means something like tall town or something. You don't know either. All right, well, I'll go dig it up.
No.
What is it? Baltimore, Ireland comes from Bala something. Balamar, something like that. It means tall, high town or tall town. Anyway, so I interviewed one fellow who runs like party day trip, you know, like 2 to 3 hour little cruises out and around there. And then the other one does particularly boat trips to the Skellig Islands and, you know, wanted me to come out and go to Skellig Michael and all like that. But we haven't done it yet. So, but now if you're, you know, just a few feet from the shoreline, that would have made it very convenient. So I bet those two guys were having a field day transporting the Star Wars fellas and gals back and forth.
Yes. All the boats were employed by the Star Wars crew. Well, for the 4 days, and they just landed them on the Skellig. And it's an amazing sight, Stephanie, when you get on that Skellig and you climb up the rock. You know, it's a monastery, you know.
Well, you know, I do know a lot about it from the people I've interviewed, but maybe people in our audience who are listening today missed those interviews, and so maybe you can give us a little update and fill everybody in.
Yeah, it's there's these two shooting rocks out in the ocean, and one of them is inhabited by birds, and you can't land on that. And the next one then is where the monks had their monastery there, and they built their beehive huts right on the very, very top of the Skellig Michael. and you have to climb up the steps to get there, you know. But it's when you get out there, Stephanie, it's like there's an energy and a kind of a spiritual feeling on that rock. And it's amazing, like the peace and the quietness that's out there. And I suppose, you know, there was talk about Star Wars being on there and going on there, and would it make any difference to us? And it doesn't. And it, like I had some Star Wars fans staying with me there about 2 weeks ago, and they went out to the Skellig, and all they wanted to do was, all they were talking about before they went out there, Stephanie, was Star Wars and where was it made, and we want to see it. And when they came back in, the trip is about 4 hours, and when they came back in that evening, all they spoke about was the history of the Skelligs, the monks, and how they lived out there. It just takes over your thinking, you know. It's a fabulous place, like.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can also understand the concern about abuse to a place that has special historic and spiritual meaning to many people, and you know, the kind of place that if it were to disappear couldn't be reestablished. It's, you know, there's yes. One unique place. This is it. It has to be properly cared for, cared about, and cherished. And so I can understand people being concerned. But Skellig Michael isn't an easy spot to get to. I mean, you really have to make an effort. It's not like, you know, landing in Dublin and, you know, hopping on the Lewis. and you'll be there in 3 minutes. You know, it takes a little more, you know, determination and serious interest. And you know, especially given the nature of Star Wars fans who have their own kind of fanaticism attached to them, I would think that they would be even more respectful of being in a place where the latest film, some of the footage was created, you know, and being, yes. You know, being in awe of, well, you wouldn't want anything to happen to that.
Yes, yes.
How many people a day can actually get out there?
Well, every year, I mean, the park and the OPW have kind of capped it off at, I suppose, 14,000 is probably the most that can get out there any year. So that's not going to change, you know. So, I mean, it is going to be very hard to get on that rock this year. It's very hard to get on it anyway, as you were saying, between weather and there's only 14 boats gone out there, so it's hard to get out there anyway. So you really would need to have it booked well in advance.
Well, I have to tell you, I have looked at you. You need a certain amount of physical aptitude, for want of a better word, to handle. I mean, I don't think I could handle the steps, not because of how many there are or the pitch and height of the steps, but the fact that there is no handrail there. And I think I would just go flying off. I'd be very happy just to cruise up around it and take a look. That'd be enough for me. But get off and hang out at the base, because there's not much you could do to get me to climb those steps.
Yeah, and that option is there, that you can take a boat around the Skelligs, you know. But and you can go up and you can come down, but you're right. You need to be fairly fit to do it. And it's not dangerous, but at the same time, you just have to be aware of where you're going, you know.
Yeah, the lack of handrails would do it for me. I mean, you know, I fell twice a year and a half ago. I fell twice in 3 months. Ridiculous. Just clumsy over my own feet, basically. And once I did a hairline fracture to that long bone in my right arm. And then no sooner was that repaired than I went flying on a slippery floor in Barbados, on a marble floor, and tried to break the fall by putting my hand out. I have since learned people don't do that. If you're going down, wrap your arms up over your chest and fall on your upper right arm or something. Don't come down on your hand, because I'm lucky, because, you know, I have, you don't need a history of my hand. But the bottom line is that, you know, I have full functionality and no pain, and so they didn't even operate on it, although they probably should have. But the bottom line is, you know, I now look for handrails because, you know, there is that moment, that maybe 6 seconds between when you realize you are about to fall and you go down flat is the most horrifying, longest period of time. And
so I
am now quite conscientious about looking for handrails. And, you know, Skellig Michael wasn't designed to be concerned about that. So I don't know. Maybe they all used walking sticks or something. Or in the case of the Star Wars people, they had that, what is that thing called? That long light thing that Gabriel Industries used to make. What is that called? The lightsaber, yeah. You know, it's. Yeah, yep. May the as Mel Brooks would say, may the Schwartz be with you. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back. We got to talk more. Don't leave me.
2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Ireland invites you to visit the world's only Pubunalobby. What's a Pubunalobby, you ask? It's when you're on your way from Bunratty Castle to the Giant's Causeway when a wrong turn ends up being perfectly right. Because before you know it, you're sitting in a Dublin pub singing "Oh Danny Boy" with a man named, of all things, Bobby. Dublin pubs, Bunratty Castle, Bobby. Pubunalobby. Only Ireland has it. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com. Stephanie Abrams Travel Shows are brought to you in part by the Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel. Call 413-499-2000 or log on to berkshirecrown.com. Crown Plaza Pittsfield Berkshire Hotel, the place to meet.
A long time ago when the earth was green, there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. They'd run around free while the earth was being born. But the loveliest of them all was the unicorn. It was green.
It's travel with Stephanie Abrams.
It is a delight to have Jared Kennedy, the owner of The Moorings, a guest house, restaurant, the Bridge Bar, which is part of it, where Mark Hamill poured himself a pint. And somebody took some video of it. I think that's very cool. So now Jared was telling me in the commercial break that you now do something where you allow people to pour themselves a pint from the same tap where Mark Hamill from Star Wars poured his pint.
That's right. That's
so
definitely
cool.
We do.
That is so cool.
That is cool, yeah. We show them how to pull a pint of Guinness, then the making of the pint of Guinness, and we give them the pint glass that they filled it in, and we go along and we give them a T-shirt that Mark Hamill wore.
What do you mean a T-shirt that he wore? You mean one like the one he wore, or he actually raided his T-shirt drawer?
Not the one he wore. Not exactly the one he wore.
Oh, okay. One
with Star Wars written in it, so from the local shop here, and he just wore it on the night, so people buy that, you know.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
You guys,
it's very exciting.
Listen, the town of Port McGee has come to life, something like, I don't know, the story of Rip Van Winkle or Brigadoon or Waking Ned Devine. It's like,
yes,
you people fell into the lottery, didn't you?
We did, and we were just getting by with a nice, easy life, and all of a sudden this happened.
Boom.
Hits the village.
But now you actually
boom,
have to work.
Yeah.
Now, so, listen,
know,
I got a question.
If you'll ring in a year's time, I don't know what way I'll be.
Hopefully happy and prosperous. But let me ask you this question. It's really being asked on behalf of my husband. You talked about, you know, giving people a glass and letting them, you know, fill their own pint and whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. Is your pint now down to 12 ounces? Is it really a pint? Because those new Guinness glasses are not a pint. They're 12 ounces.
No, the new ones are
which
one? The old
Excuse
ones.
Excuse me. Hold on one second. Hang on one second.
Which is the old glasses?
There's two sizes. Oh, here in America, there's two sizes.
Yes.
How about when? What's going on in Ireland now? What do you mean you don't know about there? You were just there. Oh, so when? Oh, that's right. You've got those little glasses. If you order a pint in Ireland, you really get a pint. But then there's like a half size glass that looks like something you'd give a child, you know, for a glass of milk. You know, what is that about? I mean, that's like some genteel lady
glass. Women. They're for the Irish women.
That's what I just said. A genteel lady glass. Where I was right on the beam, wasn't I? All right.
You were.
So let me ask you a question. So when all these people checked out, they paid the bill?
Yes.
Well, that's good to hear.
Definitely.
Did that make the year?
The island, they were great. They were great when they were here, really. Very good.
Did that make the year for you?
Yes, it did. Actually, it did. And, you know, even as they go on, I can see, Stephanie, the bookings that are coming in for next year are just phenomenal over this, you know.
Well, why wouldn't they be? And besides, you are adorable. So, I mean, people, I don't know. You talked about ancestors and relatives. Are any of them leprechauns?
No. No, I don't think so. Anyway, I didn't go back over them, but I'd say that there might be a few jokers in the family, all right, but there wasn't any leprechauns, really.
You see, I was a leprechaun.
I'm not that big myself, actually. I'm very small, so maybe I could be kind of a leprechaun.
I was a leprechaun in another lifetime. That's why I enjoy Ireland so much. And so, and that's why you don't want to start with me, because leprechauns, as cute and adorable as they are, can really be like the fairies. They can play nasty tricks on you. Everybody thinks of fairies as like, you know, really sweet and adorable, but don't cut down a hawthorn tree or the fairies will play terrible tricks on you.
That's right.
They'll just ruin
that's
you.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I want to tell you how glad I am we've had this chat, and I have enjoyed it immensely. I hope my audience has too. So people, go and check out The Moorings, and your website is?
Moorings, you can buy email moorings@iol.ie.
Well, that's the email. But if you want to go to the website, it's Moorings, MOORINGS, moorings.ie. So www dot, I hate to say that.
But
sometimes you have to. Moorings.ie, and that'll get you straight away to their website, and you'll have a good time. And, you know, there's just one more reason why you have to go to Ireland, especially if you're a Star Wars groupie. This is the thing. So check out The Moorings and go visit our good friend Gerard and tell him you heard about it here. Listen, I'm going to come visit you, I promise. I don't know when, but I will let you know. And I keep promising to go south of the border, you know, south of, I call the border, the Dublin-Galway Road. got to go south of the border next time I land and go down and visit you and my good friend Hal McElroy over at the Trident in Kinsale and all our other friends in the West Cork and Kerry. County Kerry region. So thanks for joining me today, and we're flying high.
You so near, you may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words, and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.